Welcome to How We Grow, an essential playbook to grow and scale your vacation rental business with advice and insights from the best in the biz, with your host, Lynell Gordon. Welcome to How We Grow, the Vacation Rental Show. I want to introduce you to Scott Leggett. Scott is a very dear old friend. He has been the general manager of property management companies, very large ones, some of the largest ones in the industry. He's been the CEO of some software companies. He's very tech savvy, but he's very savvy when it comes to property management too. And Scott right now is the director of governmental affairs at Inhabit, and he's dealing with things that are happening in a lot of areas. He's in charge of some efforts in Hawaii for the disaster there. And Scott, I don't know exactly what you want to talk about, but the floor is open to you.
Sure. I think I'd love to spend a little time sharing with folks what's going on in the industry as far as regulations.
Okay.
And how that can really impact your business. And so a few years ago, we really started to notice an increase in the regulatory climate across the country. And so we amped up our efforts to respond to that. And we've had a few victories there, but honestly, the momentum is going the other way. We're seeing more and more regulation
against property management,
against short-term rentals. A lot of that is generated in small towns, communities, but also in urban areas as well. Often it's fostered by unhappy neighbors, and oftentimes they have some legitimate gripes, and other times it's just a case of not in my backyard.
But is this a case of the squeaky wheel gets the oil?
Well, it's more of a case of what I've watched is that there's a pattern with local governments.
Okay.
And local communities. And that is many of these towns and cities belong to state and national organizations, and they collaborate just like any industry. The mayors, and there's a council of mayors, there's councils of city governments, there's councils of county governments, and they get together and they talk about what issues they're having and how they're addressing them, as they should. But they often take one area's solution, which was a bad regulation, and copy it because it's easier to do than to come up with something on your own. So we see a lot of a copycat pattern.
And not in a good way.
And not the good way. Not at all. It's a lot of work for a city or county attorney to write regulations.
Sure.
Write it so it's
expensive.
Possible. So what is simpler is just to get the boilerplate from somewhere else and do that. It's flawed more often than not.
Mm-hmm.
As an industry, And Habit's position is that we're not opposed to regulation. Everybody is subject to regulation. We just want good governance and good
right.
and fair.
Right, of course.
We don't want to be treated differently than anybody else, but we do believe that we need to be good citizens of a community, to pay our taxes, to follow the rules, to be good neighbors to people who live next door to our homes and properties. And we think there's a great solution there where we can donate significantly to local economies, be good citizens, provide jobs, and be an asset to every community.
Right. So what is the biggest hurdle that property managers are up against right now?
There are several areas of concerns. In some areas, there are efforts to outright ban short-term rentals.
I've seen that.
And
Dallas is one of them.
Yeah, Dallas is a unique situation. And Dallas is kind of the nexus of a lot because Fort Worth and Plano are also looking at doing very similar things, much the way I mentioned that copycat pattern. So when you see something adopted by one community, it's pretty predictable that the surrounding communities are also going to be looking at the same thing.
Built by property managers for property managers, Streamline is a powerful software that gives managers enterprise-level capabilities to drive more revenue and improve operational efficiency. Migrating to Streamline allows property managers to gain functionality while reducing the need for multiple vendors, improving flow by logging into a single system and reducing redundant technology costs.
With Streamline, property managers achieve revenue lifts by leveraging our fully fledged communication center, reservations quoting system, revenue management tools, homeowner acquisition CRM, and powerful direct OTA connections. Streamline also has industry-leading trust accounting and report capabilities to give you clarity in an overall company performance. Learn more about Streamline Vacation Rental Software at streamlinevrs.com.
So what can property managers do in those situations where they see, like even in Plano or McKinney and Worth, those areas, what can they do?
Yeah, so the simplest and best thing anybody can do is to get ahead of it, because it's really hard to fight these battles from behind, and that's typically what we find.
They snowball?
They snowball, and before the local property managers get their act together, there's already a regulation being proposed. And so the opposition is typically well organized, and we are playing catch up in many instances. So the simplest thing to do is make sure that you have a trade organization, a local alliance that's looking out for your efforts, and that you have a seat at the table. That's the most important thing.
So how do you make sure of that? What do you look for? How do they find those things? Do they create them?
They almost always are going to create them.
Okay. Well, there you go, guys.
So I have two parts of my job. One is the proactive part, and that's speaking to both the internal audience, the property managers, people in our business community, and encouraging them to adopt best practices, to form alliances before regulation comes to their area. The other part is the most difficult part, and that's the reactive, because I frequently get calls from someone in the community, and they'll say, town council just passed a first reading on new regulations that are going to reduce short-term rentals in our community by 50% or more, and sometimes outright ban them, and you're already behind the curve.
That's scary.
But it's frequent.
So, guys, here's what you can do. If you're in an area where you don't have an alliance, call Scott.
Absolutely.
Or email Scott at scott.leggett@inhabit.com.
Yep, and I will get you help. And there are others out there. Certainly, I'm not the only one engaged in this battle. There's a lot of resources out there. VRMA has a ton of resources. Rep Responsibly also will help. There are other organizations that have government affairs professionals as well. There is help out there. But simply the best strategy is to get out ahead of it, to make sure you have a seat at the table, to make sure that your town councilmen, your county commissioners, your mayors know that you represent your industry and that you're a reasonable voice, that you want your company to participate and be a good citizen and pay their fair share.
So if you don't have a seat at the table, or you don't have a group already set up, or maybe you do and you have a problem with that group, contact, and Scott, I'm going to tell them how to spell your name. It's scott.leggett@inhabit.com. And you're welcome to reach out to me and I can send you to Scott too if you can't find him. But Scott can help you to form that group. Scott has been, you've been more president of so many groups. He's worked on it personally. He's done this in the Outer Banks too, on a personal level before when he was doing property management in that area. So if you're a property manager and you are not involved in a local effort to protect short-term vacation rentals, please contact Scott and let him help you form this group. He has all kinds of resources for you so that you can create whatever charter you need in that particular area, and he'll guide you. He's such a great mentor.
And what I would say is a lot of people, and I was much this way too, I would say this could never happen here. Right. We're such a vital part of the community. We're such a vital part of the economy. We've been here forever. And that's simply not the truth. Some of the most iconic ski communities in Colorado, beach communities on the East Coast, Florida, Texas, California, Hawaii in particular, where it's synonymous with tourism, they are trying to shut down short-term rentals. So don't get complacent. Complacency is the enemy. If you feel like you're secure, you're not. It's going to creep up on you.
Yeah, get ahead of it, guys. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for coming. Thank you so much.
Happy
really appreciate
to.
It.
This episode of How We Grow is brought to you by Streamline. To find out more about how Streamline can help grow your vacation rental business, visit streamlinevrs.com. Make sure to search for How We Grow in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found, and hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. On behalf of the team here at Inhabit, thanks for listening.